Our master doctor, have you brought those drugs?
These are for your highness, I. Here they are, madam. But I beseech your grace, without offence, my conscience bids me ask, wherefore you have commanded of me these most poisonous compounds, which are the movers of a languishing death, but though slow, deadly.
I wonder, Doctor, thou ask me such a question. Have I not been thy pupil long? Hast thou not learnt me how to make perfumes? Distill, preserve? Yea, so that our great king himself doth woo me oft for my confections. Having thus far proceeded, unless thou think'st me devilish, it's not meet that I did amplify my judgment in other conclusions. I will try the forces of these thy compounds on such creatures as we count not worth the hanging, but none human, to try the vigor of them, and apply allayments to their acts, and by them gather their several virtues and effects.
Your highness shall from this practice but make hard your heart. Besides, the seeing these effects will be both noisome and infectious.
Oh, content thee. Here comes a flattering rascal. Upon him will I first work.
I do not like her. She doth think she has strange lingering poisons. I do know her spirit, and will not trust one of her malice with a drug of such damned nature. Those she has will stupefy and dull the sense a while, which first perchance she'll prove on cats and dogs, then afterward up higher. But there is no danger in what show of death it makes, more than the locking up the spirits a time to be more fresh, reviving.
Weep she still, says thou. Dost thou think in time she will not quench, and let instructions enter where folly now possesses? Do thou work. When thou shalt bring me word she loves my son, I'll tell thee on the instant thou art then as great as is thy master. Greater? For his fortunes all lie speechless, and his name is at last gasped. Return he cannot, nor continue where he is. To shift his being is to exchange one misery for another. And every day that comes to decay a day's work in him. What canst thou expect? To be depender on a thing that leans, that cannot be new built, nor has no friends so much as but to prop him? Thou takest up thou knowest not what. But take it for thy labor. It is a thing I made, which hath a key 5 times redeemed from death. I do not know what is more cordial. Nay, I prithee take it. It is an earnest of a farther good that I mean to thee. Tell thy mistress how the case stands with her. Do't as from thyself. Think what a chance thou changest on, but think thou hast thy mistress still, to boot my son, who shall take notice of thee. I'll move the king to any shape of thy preferment, such as thou desire. And then myself, I chiefly that put thee on to this desert, am bound to load thy merit richly. Call my women. Think on my words. A sly and constant knave, not to be shaked, the agent for his master, and the remembrancer of her to hold the hand fast to her lord. I have given him that which, if he take, shall quite unpeople her of lieges to her suite, and which she after, except she bend her humor, shall be assured to taste of too.